This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The South Korean parliament today voted to impeach President Noh Moo-hyun on charges of illegal electioneering. The unprecedented vote, barely a year into his five-year term of office, strips Noh of his constitutional powers. It also plunges South Korea, Asia's fourth-largest economy, into a period of political and economic uncertainty. The country's prime minister takes over, pending a ruling by the Constitutional Court, which could take up to 6 months. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Seoul. What exactly did Noh do to be impeached?
Well, it was really a very minor electioneering infringement. Under South Korean election laws, the president and other public officials are not allowed to support publicly any of the political parties. And Noh Moo-hyun did that, and everyone recognized that he did do that. But what happened then was that it was seized on by the opposition parties, who he has many enemies. He's something of an outsider and has been throughout the year of his time in office. And his enemies seized on that and turned it into a major political issue. Yesterday, there was a news conference in Seoul at which he was expected to apologize and perhaps defuse the whole crisis. For whatever reason, he chose not to, and that's why he was impeached today.
It's a pretty lively event in the parliament. They expelled Noh and all of his supporters.
That's right. Lively would be putting it mildly. The last few days have seen a lot of Noh's supporters in the parliament actually sitting on the speaker's chair and on the platform around the speaker's chair, trying to prevent the impeachment vote from going ahead. And last night, some of the opposition people came in and tried to pull them off the platform, and they resisted. And then eventually this morning, the security forces arrived and removed these people. So there was then a little bit more brawling, a lot of shouting, a lot of crying, and eventually the vote went through to cheers from the opposition and weeping from the supporters of the president.
Well, now what happens?
Well, what happens now is that the Constitutional Court must decide whether that vote of impeachment can stand. So President Noh is not completely down and out yet. It could be that they will overturn the decision, but this decision could take several months. In the meantime, the South Korean Prime Minister is taking over, and this all happening at a time when South Korea's economy is not in a very strong way, and of course when the North Korean talks are ongoing to try and solve the situation with North Korea's nuclear program. So it's not really a very good time to have this kind of crisis.
What are ordinary South Koreans making of all this?
Well, I think a lot of South Koreans are just amazed that they find themselves today without a president. This was, as I said, a very minor infringement of the law that President Noh made, and it has been blown into this massive issue. And I think a lot of South Koreans feel it really should not have gone this far. I think many of them feel that Noh himself is rather stubborn, and he should have apologized. It would have been very easy. But at the same time, I don't think that they really support the opposition party completely in taking it to the point where you've actually impeached the president for such a minor offense.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Seoul.